First patient is Arthur Brown, A-R-T-H-U-R Brown. Date of birth is well, today is 1/8. Put 1/8 down. And date of birth is 8/7/52. Mr. Brown is a 72-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. Mr. Brown is totally and completely bedbound. He's had a stroke. He has right-sided weakness. He has atonic bladder. He has a Foley catheter in place. For the past few days, he's had symptoms of cough, cold, congestion, which he was started on nebulizer treatment. The nebulizer treatment have definitely helped him. He's not running a fever. There's no sign of a pneumonia, even though he's at a high risk of pneumonia because of his chronic aspiration period. He has aphasia, dysphagia, severe weakness, and debilitation period. Foley catheter was changed 2 weeks ago. There's no fever consistent or change in mental status consistent with urosepsis period. His other comorbidities include altered mental status, atrial fibrillation, dementia, weakness, chronic kidney disease. His MAC is down to 20 centimeter, consistent with weight loss, period. His blood pressure is 130 over 92, pulse is 98, respiration is 24, room air or two sat is 92%. His PPS is at 30%. He's single. He's taken care of by Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, who's his sister, period. His FAST has dropped dramatically to 7C now. His PPS is at 40%. His overall prognosis remains poor. His weight loss is consistent with cardiac cachexia, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day before he even got sick, and it's definitely worse now. His wife realizes that pneumonia is one of the most common causes of death in these folks. His sister, and she's very much aware of his grave prognosis, period. Patient has reduced intake, eating about 20% of his meals now, continues to decline both mentally and physically, continues to remain ADL dependent, continues to be bowel and bladder incontinent. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.